Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Yesterday, we talked to John Greco on the morning show. And, you know, we were just saying goodbye. And John was on our show for a long time, and then work restrictions for him. And he still wanted to do radio, so he ended up doing the morning show. But, you know, we used to talk to him about cooking all the time. I mean, he's like, he used to make meals for the offensive line all the time. And I'm trying to remember what he said. They were making some kind of, they were making some kind of food, and then he was reshaping it into little ghosts and goblins for tomorrow night.
Okay.
So like the adults were at the house Friday night.
Yeah.
And that they were going to eat those during the thing. And I'm just like, man, this guy's like so talented. So I'm saying goodbye to him in the interview yesterday, and then this came up, and I could not stop laughing about what he said about Halloween and Halloween candy and the situation he had. So here's a clip from yesterday's morning show.
Well, obviously, full-size candy bars is I'm a classy guy, but I'm also frugal. So my kids are going trick-or-treating, and then our neighborhood trick-or-treat is the following week, which is a whole different story, and it's horrible. So we're just going to repurpose some of the candy that my kids are getting.
Do you ever repurpose candy? That was like the whole thing. You have to?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
We had to one year when we ran out of candy.
That's what happened.
So you gave away the candy that you picked up.
We got absolutely
Isn't that counterfeit candy then, though, really, if you think about it?
What do you mean?
Somebody else like made the candy, and then brought the candy, and then you're giving the candy back out.
We were just taking out of our son's bag to give out because we had no more to give out. So I've had to scramble, by the way. We've had years where we've had like hardly anybody at the door, and years where they don't stop coming to the point where I'm like, honey, I'm going to Drug Mart. I'm taking the bike to Drug Mart and buying three more bags of Snickers because we're going to run out.
When we first got married, we were in a cluster home community, and it was awesome. Like, that was the first time that I ever realized that, we had a group of neighbors that lived down the hill from us, and they would go into one person's garage, and they'd set up a bunch of tables, and at the table, everybody put candy out. So, like, as a kid, you'd go there, and, like, boom, 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 you had six things that you got without having to walk up to anybody's door and get candy, and I was like, oh, this is the best, and then I think they had given me some apple cider that had a little twist to it, which I thought was fantastic at the time. And then, you know, we lived in this neighborhood. We had tons of kids. Then we ended up moving, and we live in a neighborhood with a lot of houses, but, like, we just don't get that many kids on our street anymore.
Right.
And I always have candy sitting around afterwards, and so now we're also in, like, you know, this is the worst week of the year if you like the candy, right? Because it's sitting in your kitchen right now.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how many times my wife has looked at me and my son.
And you're grazing.
And said, our son, I should say. And they were like, you know that's for Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
You know that's for Halloween. You know that's for Halloween.
Now, Lori's got under lock and key because she knows I got a sweet tooth. I'd be all over it.
It's bad for me, too.
I will say this, too. I love the way Cleveland does Halloween. Cleveland does a good Halloween. I know.
Why? Did you not in New York?
Well, we did. It's just that, especially where I lived on Long Island, towards the latter years, it turned into more like egg fights and kids hitting you with flour.
So we had
when
I was a kid.
Yeah.
When I was young in Cleveland Heights.
It got a little too rowdy. So it's good to see, you know, the families going around the neighborhood and that kind of thing.
Yeah. It wasn't that bad, but I just remember my dad just being just livid. cleaning up eggshells on November 1st.
Yeah.
You know, that hit our house at some point. And I'm like, why did they throw an egg at our house? Like, what, why did we randomly? It wasn't like I was some loudmouth on the radio back then when I was 9 years old or 8 years old. I was just a loudmouth in the neighborhood, I guess. I don't know.
I've been amazed how decked out houses are getting. It's getting better. Man. Every year it grows more and more. My son who lives in Lakewood was pointing out there's a stretch of, is it Cannon Avenue or Cannon Street over near where he lives?
I think there's like, a Cannon in every other neighborhood too, by the way.
But there's one house after the next, just done to the nines. It looks great. Mm. Love it.
And you'll give away what kind of candy this year?
We'll have the usual Snickers, M&Ms. Yeah, typically not full size, so I'll throw three or four of the fun sizes in the kids' bag.
They were having a sale at one of those giant box stores, and they had the full size, and it wasn't like, I mean, they were like maybe 25, 50 cents a bar at that point because they came in a giant package of it. You know,
bottom wholesale,
bottom wholesale is exactly what we did. And, you know, I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. I always wanted to be the family that gave out the full size Snickers, not Milky Way, though, I'll be honest. Yeah, I just can't do that. But just because I don't like Milky Way, and I don't know why. I'm not a big Milky Way fan. I like Three Musketeers, but I don't like Milky Way. But we gave those away for years. I also think that, I mean, okay, lazy or not lazy, you want to play this game?
Go ahead.
Dan? Someone who isn't going to be at their house, so they just leave a bowl of candy out. Lazy or not lazy? I think it's respectful.
Is the bowl full?
Yeah. I don't know. It depends on when one
kid. First two kids come and take the whole thing.
Because I may or may not have had neighbors growing up that had the just take one with the empty bowl, it was always empty.
Although I guess maybe now with having video cameras out there that you would know that, you know, who's the jerky kid that took all the candy. So maybe it's not as bad.
I'd say not lazy.
Yeah, I think it's.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
It's respectful, maybe more than anything. But
sure.
I'm sure I have neighbors that think that that's lazy. I don't think it is.
We have neighbors that come down and join us on our driveway. So they're not at home. But so then when they come up to our driveway, we're like, oh, we're the house three doors down. So, So no bowl out there. So you're getting them from us here. So,
okay. And then the other thing that becomes a habit, it really was when we were in the other place, is not having a home game for Halloween. You know what I'm talking about? Where you see the car drop off 15 kids at the top of the street. And now all of a sudden
here
they're
tripping.
They're like, who are these kids? Where are they coming from?
Oh, there's a big franchise there of people going to other let's go to the estates in Westlake because we know we're getting full-size candy bars at every door.
There you go.
That was part of that contingency.
I'll be honest with you, you're better whether you
there's an industry.
If you think about it though, you're better off being in the cluster home community because you know there's an opportunity for more candy. If you drop yourself off or drop them off in the gigantic house community, you know, you got to do a lot more walking, and you're probably only going to get a quarter of the amount of candy that you would have got.
Maximizing your assets. Here you go. It's
That's
just
right.
like the Garrett trade right here.
Oh, it's exactly the same thing. I love the way you turned it back to what we did. Are you dressing up for Halloween? Next question, Dan Madigan.
No, I'm going to sit in my porch and drink beer.
That's what you're going to do?
That will be my costume.
You're gonna dress up as...
We'll call it Friday. That will be my costume.
Archie Bunker, is that who you be?
That is correct.
Are you dressing up?
A little less off color.
Those days are gone. We used to, friends of ours in Westlake used to throw an adult Halloween party that was out of control. And it got to the point where it got so out of control. We used to dress up for that every year. So I think the last time I went as Dog the Bounty Hunter, which was kind of fun. Yeah, wow. I still have some photos of that. Did Dracula one year. Did Lori did a pregnant Britney Spears, and I did the paparazzi photographer.
Oh,
that was kind of fun. Yeah, it's been a minute, but
good for you, man.
No dressing up this year. I'll follow. I'll wear Menigan's costume and just sit in the driveway and drink some wine or have some beer.
I'm pretty good. I'm going to do middle aged man this year.
There you go.
I don't even know.
Good costume.
Am I past that? I just take my ARP card around. That's all I'll do. I'll pass. Hey, can I get candy for this? Oh, wait a minute. Better 20% off a cup of coffee. All right, even better. We're good with that. Last question. How old is too old to trick or treat?
13.
I agree.
Is that about your wheelhouse?
Yeah, that's where I am right there. Although
6th, 7th, 8th grade, maybe. We still get like those, you know,
the high school
juniors
kids that
and
come?
Seniors coming through to load up. Yeah,
that's a little much. If you've got a driver's license, you should not be out there.
That's true. Driver's license and
mustache and beard.
Exactly.
Son, what? How old are you?
I'm 10.
Never mind.
I'm 10. I just have a deep voice.
One pet peeve of mine, though, is
pet peeve.
Kids don't say trick or treat enough. I have to prompt it out of most of them.
I love it when the little kids come up.
Silence.
Yeah.
What do you want? Hi, good to see you, kid. You have something to say? Trick or treat. It's easy.
Yeah, but what? Like, is there ever a trick?
No.
No, there's never
a
trick.
But I want to have that exchange.
So somebody had a bowl of like Halloween stuff that's sitting out in the lobby right now, and one of the things to give away are pretzels. Is it good to give away anything other than candy?
I think it's acceptable. Do pretzels
work?
Yeah, they come in that small little
bag. Of pretzels? Yeah.
Pretzels are fine. The ones that always used to do me in was when you would get the little bags that had, you know, 10 cents in it and a bunch of like the spider ring and the notepad and all that kind of stuff. What are we doing here?
Golf tees.
This isn't a back to school holiday. Give me candies.
Fifth of liquor.
Certain neighborhoods.
Like, what?
Yeah.
What's this?
I mean, now you would end up with trick or treat if you showed up with a fifth of liquor.
Good point.
That was another thing that I had learned after we moved, that there were neighborhoods where the adults were doing their own trick or treating with having a different drink at everybody's
house. Wagon?
Yes.
Yep. The wagon's
those are the
a good
best.
Time.
Yeah, I don't know. It's beats tailgating, I guess.
Hey, there's trick or treaters on. Let's get some phone calls in here.
We got a trick or treat phone call in there? I didn't see that. Or you want to take a couple? Here we go. Czar. Czar's in Fairview Park. Hey, Czar.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, you got a good Halloween take? Go ahead.
Okay. So, very early 70s. I remember the one costume I was wearing. It was one of, you know, the cheap plastic mask you put over your face. It was Uncle Sam.
Okay.
I know it rained that day all day long, and here I am walking around, big paper grocery bag, and I'm just dragging it along the grass, you know, not thinking anything. It's getting filled up. It's getting kind of heavy. And I remember one house stopping at, and there's like five of us on the porch. We all say trick-or-treat, and the lady's dropping in handfuls of candy to every bag. She gets to my bag, and that must have been that last piece of candy that broke the bag's back.
Oh,
no. And the whole bottom blew out. It went all over the porch.
Ah.
Now imagine my perspective. Like, the original Halloween, in the beginning, when he's looking through the eye holes of the mask.
Yeah.
That's my perspective. I'm looking down at my candy, and I just see dozens of these little hands scram in there and start stealing all my candy.
Robbed. That's weird.
They're scurrying like crazy. And I couldn't do nothing but started crying because it's like, oh, my candy.
I'm sorry, Zach. You okay now? You all right?
Yeah, now I give out scrambled eggs and beer.
Goodbye, Zach.
Do you remember those store-bought costumes with the plastic mask sweating through those things?
Yeah, but the great thing was it had one rubber band and two staples trying to hold it on.
Yeah.
I was Spider-Man a couple years. I love that. My mom made me wear that till I was like 22. It was nuts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver.
And my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.